Okay. I want to discuss the question of the need for shlichus by a fresh truma. The Mishnah here in Maseches Gittin, Daf Samach Amud Aleph, tells us we should have mushlach labor from a kol shomeas kolo yichtov get leishta. Right, anybody hears my voice, he's talking in the third person, yichtov get leishta. So the people who hear are el yichtov yitnu. So this is considered a shlichus, right? You need shlichus habal to write a get. So kol shomeas kolo is sufficient. So as Tosfos on the spot, Avidaminan Perek Ein Vein Hamuda, the second source, Gavi Muder Hanami Chaver, the Torim, Lotru Maso Ledato. So the halacha is, if a person is Muder Hana from his friend, he's Torim Trumaso Ledato. Dig with Gemara Ledato the man. What does it mean Ledato? Ilema Ledato Dide Man Shavi Shalia. El Balakri. Taka Mahani Le. So how can it be that you're doing Ladas Balakri? Here's Mudr Hana. You're Mudr Hana from him. How can you be a Shaliach? So he didn't make him a Shaliach. He just said, Kolarotz Elitrom Yavam Yitrom, which seems to be similar to Kolashamea Kolo Yichtov Get Lishti. So Tosus asks, I don't understand. Here, Kolashamea Kolo is Shlichus. And there, it's not Shlichus. Says Tosfos, "Lamishum dechi amar l'hachi lav shlichus say avid." Not doesn't mean to say that's not shlichus. To be truma in shlichus, truma needs shlichus. And then mutar hana dafka l'chashim shlichus sheyachshav v'kaka mahane lekeven shulatzivul atzmo. Special din in mutar hana has to be direct. Special din in mutar hana, but really this general lashon kol shomeyas koli yichtov get that's shlichus. Likewise, kol rotsi litrom. Yom Yitrom, that's considered shlichos, and you do need shlichos be truma. So it's before Shem Tosfos, first day, shlichos be truma. Tosfos says, tzarech, in the first day. But Tosfos says the second day. Tosfos says, Oshema yish lechalek tahaka lo akamar kola rotze lichtov, ela kola shomeya, di yiche yichte lemishe shomeya kolom. Tosa says there's this difference in the cases. Kol Rotze, you weren't a mana anybody. But Kol Shomea, you were a mana. Why? Rav Shechter was here the other day. He gave a shir. You hear? Yeah. So he said over from the Rav that Kol Shomea means anybody who hears, the specific people here, who's around the pit. You know, people a mile away aren't going to hear. So it's like you're designating somebody, you're giving over the bailus. The shlichus, the minu shlichus is like giving over bailus, according to this understanding. And it's specific. Kol shomeya yichad yichte, as opposed to kol rotze, anybody who wants, anybody can do it. And therefore, the distinction that it makes is that here it is shlichus because you said to a specific person, or you didn't know who they were, but to people who are around the board, as opposed to saying anybody, that's not aminoi shlichus. Now, according to this answer, what does it sound like in Tosfos? Do you need shlichus for a fresh truma or not? No, right? Sounds like the second day in Tosfos holds. The first day is before Ish. You need shlichus. Second day sounds like you don't need shlichus because you didn't give it over to any specific. That's not shlichus. When you just say kol harotz elitron. And the Ramban says before Ish, you don't need shlichus. Next source, Pirish by Gemara, Perek Hamadid, the king of the Amar Yichtov shlichus ekavid. Vika the kashi leg, v'hatsanam in the darim. Perek ein bein hamudur hana mechavero. Perek ein bein hamudur hana mechavero. Perek ein bein ham perek ein bein hamoder hanami chavera torim lo trumaso mukmina lo gemara damar kol rotsu litrom ein boyam yitrom yomash lichusei kavid im kein ne ne vimenu. So they ask the same question. Tosfos asks, you're getting hana. The inakushia the hausam kol rotsu litrom kama midaito ve'ena el kenosim rishus lav shlichusei hu. It's just rishus. You don't need shlichus by truma. All you need is to hear that. You have to know that he wants it. He was nichale. B'shas maisa. Right? Kedamir v'ke elu b'tzias. Kol ha'hetzel yofos. Yinim z'y yofos mehen. Truma so truma. That when the Baal Bais comes and he says, it's nicker that he was happy with what you did. So then, yinim z'y yofos mehen. Truma so truma. So according to the second day in Tosfos, It sounds like you don't need shlichus by truma, and it's mefurish in the Ramban. There's no need for shlichus by truma. Ein sarich l'shlichus. You can mafrish even if you're not a shaliach. Sarich according to Tosfos, the first day is sarich shlichus. Day of aleph, and according to Tosfos, day of beis, and the Ramban, ein sarich shlichus. Okay. Now, the glaring difficulty with the Ramban is that he brings a raya from the Gemara at the beginning of the second parak of Vamitziah, in Eilu Mitzias, by Kolachas Eliyafos. But if you look at the Gemara there, the Gemara seems to say exactly the opposite, which is, you know, a serious problem, especially because it's the Ramban. So, you know, it's problem either way, but it's just something that's missing. If you look at the Gemara, Tashma, this is the Sugi in Yesh Lomidas, Kesed Amar Tarim Shlomidas, Trumas and Truma.
The Balabais comes, you are mafrish. You should have taken nicer stuff to give to the Kohen. If there's nothing nicer, so he's being sarcastic. The Balabais is like saying, how come you gave the nice stuff? The Bailim added to the truma, so it shows that it was nichale and it's gone. So says the Gemara, the fact that Balabais was happy, how does that allow you, how does that mean that the hafrasha was chal? But inan, v'inan the taram lav lo have yada, when you were mafrish, he didn't know, he was sleeping at home. He made him a shaliach. So here's the first in the Gemara, according to our Girsa, that he made a shaliach. How can I be stavra? These are the night of the lo shavi shaliach. We have itruma so truma. Atem gamatem amar rachmana the rabbi shluchachem. The mokor for shlichos is atem gamatem the rabbi shluchachem. In shlichos, matem daitchem of shluchachem of daitchem. Lachamaiskinan kegon to shavi shaliach. So, like I said, it would be a problem according to anybody, but for the Ramban, it's, you know, unthinkable that the Ramban misread the Gemara. So, what's going on? The Ran asked this kasha. So the Ran sides with Tosfos that really ain't a chenami, it is shlichus, but it's not a violation of mudar hana. So there are a number of ways to get out of this. If you look at the Kesef Mishnah on the Rambam, the Rambam also seems to have assumed, like the Ramban, we'll get this later, that in fact you don't need shlichus for a fresh truma. The Kesef Mishnah contends with the Gemara. Afal Gav, the Perakets said Elo Mitzias, even though the Perak Elo Mitzias, Ukma, the Shavi Shalech, where it says for you need shlichus. Alimim on the Amr, Yev Shal Midas, Lava Yev, that's in the Sugi there. L'chashu the Rabbeinu, the Rambam ignored that Gemara. Mishum the Perak Ha'ish Makadish is the Gemara in Kedushin, Gabe, Ahu, the Kadish, Bepruma, the Shichro, Perak Elo Mitzias, Gabe, Uvdu, the Arisa, the Mari Bar Isak, Mashu, the Lost Shavi Shalechi. So the Kesef Mishnah assumes that Inachanami is a chalukas asugias. The Gemara in Vamitziah, beginning of the second parak, assumes you need shlichus. And the Gemara in Kedushin, another Gemara in Vamitziah, assumes you don't need shlichus. The Ram sided with that, those other Gemaras. Vimkain, Mai de Tegmuhu, Vaso Shaliach, Aliba de Makshu. That's only according to that opinion. Valkushta, according to the truth, Afilu Vaso Shaliach, Nami came in the Mitare, the Mitram Kai, Vodavi Mitzvah, Vigilu Das, Lafayasak. Okay, so basically the first answer is in a chenami the Gemara Mitzia, the beginning of El Mitzia assumes he needs shlichus, but we don't assume that way. The halacha that we pass like other Gemara, other sages. Ravenu Lagaris, sorry. For oh, the Avi Mitzvah Vegili Das Lavafreya Sagi. For Ravenu Lagaris, Hakanami Stavra El Vatizvara. If I feel it to Zomer Lagaris, Hakanami Stavra, Ikan Lemevar, I know the Kavi the Salaka Dayton, the Fugit Truva Aveta, Vabasa Pelginan, Itchi Laoti Rutsa. So the Kesef Mishnah essentially says that, you know, we have a problem here. The Gemara of Mitzia, right? The Ramban brings a raya from a Mitzia, raya from a Mitzia, and the problem is the harifuch. It's opposite. So we have three answers. First answer is a what? That I mean, it's not really answering the Gemara Masechta.
Maybe it's a Mechalkes Tesugyas. Mechalkes Tesugyas. It's not really answering the Rabban, but it could be Mechalkes Tesugyas. Because the Mishnah suggests at the end that maybe there's a different Girsa. Haya, the Ramban, Girsa Acheres. There's a question there in the Gemara. If you look back on source number 4, the Gemara says, Tirgum Rava Liba Nabai the Shabbat Shuliach, the second last line. Hachanami Stabra. So what's a Hachanami Stabra? Is it Hachanami Stabra or is it a Tisbara? Meaning, it seems like there's a question about the continuation of the Gemara. Are they accepting what Abaye says, that you made a shliach, or are they challenging it? So if you assume they're challenging it, so the Gemara, the next line says, it's not a shliach. So the one answer is to say the Ramban had different kirsa. That's probably the correct answer. And again, like I said, it's hard to imagine the Ramban misread the Gemara. He probably had a different kirsa of the Gemara. We keep it Eger, over here, Mamatziah, source number 7, tries to read the Ramban into the Gemara. It's not only enough that he's nicha now. We want to assume that he was nicha at the time when I was mafresh. He was sleeping at home, but I can. It's talking a lot of shalom fanav. In kain eche parich hashas vaat vaatem gamatem hakeven she anu donin de nichale. So he's assuming, touches on what Nathan spoke about, I think with the earlier Chaburah, in terms of Zechiah, is it really Mitam Shlichus? But when the Gemara says Shliach, maybe it doesn't mean that he's a Mame Shliach. Maybe since it's Mitin Zachi, it's like Shlichus. It's a equivalent of Shlichus. It doesn't actually fit so well with the Rabban Shita. But okay, maybe it's like, you know, the Ktsos, that the Torah is a Mame Shliach. Something like that. So the Rebbe Eger wants to say the Ramban read the Gemara. The Gemara says shlichos. It doesn't mean you have to make manahim a shliach. What does the Gemara mean? That midin zachin he's like your shliach, but it doesn't mean that really Hafresh Shuma requires shlichos. It just means that you need nichale, and nichale is midin zachin, and zachin is like shlichos. So that's how the Ramban would fetch the Gemara. Again, it was odd because the Ramban brings a raya from the Gemara. It's like hard to bring a raya from the Gemara if it's a kvetch. But that's how the Rebbe Eger wants to answer it. That instead of saying he had a different gears, which is probably the correct answer, because we know there are different gears out there, because the Mishnah is telling us, he says, no, shlichos hakavana lezachin mitam shlichos. Zachin is really zachin, and zachin is mitam shlichos, or somehow similar to shlichos on some level, and therefore that's how he would read the Gemara Mamasiya, so it shouldn't be a stira to his opinion. So we have here Machlokas Rishonin. Does Hafresh Truma require shlichos? Tosfos in the first day says yes, and the Ramban says no, and Tosfos in the second day sounds like the Ramban, that you don't need shlichos Hafresh Truma. There's a technical problem. The Ramban brings a raya from the Gemara Mamasiya, which seems to say the opposite. There are different ways to answer that. That come out. Now there is another glaring problem that I'll just mention, I'll get back to later, and that is, what's the makor for shlichos, or one of the makors for shlichos?
Gamatem.
So Tosfos says in the first day makes a lot of sense, meaning you need it because that's the makor. How are you going to explain that according to the Ramban if that's the makor for shlichos? You don't need it by Truma, and hopefully we'll get that back to that end of the Gemara. Question?
Yeah, just on that, just what we mentioned at the end.
Yeah.
Even if you don't need it, it can't be a
mucker? Oh, it could be. But it's just, it's counterintuitive, I guess, in terms of...
Right, if you don't need it.
Right. Just a couple of nafkaminas quickly, in terms of... it touches on really big issues. I actually have a simon in my sefer, my second sefer on Machal Suras, about the nature of Isser Tevel. And there I raised the famous question in Asim Doraisa, source number 8, what is the nature of the Isser Truma? So Tassim Zeraisa formulates the question, is the Pakti, had the Truma Asur Lazar, Isser Chadash, is Truma a new Isser, which is, I guess, more intuitive, she's Chadash Adei Afrasha, through Afrasha you've created the status of Truma. Odilma in Yanash, Isser Tevel Shabo, Mekoma Omech, Truma Yitira, Isser Tevel Shabo, Achle Koen, Valo Lazar, you can't eat Tevel, and you can't eat Truma, right? So is Tevel and Truma the same Isser? So I would have said no. Tevel's Tevel and Truma's Truma.
So as asking the Raisa, maybe the Iser Tavel continues to exist and is somehow transformed into Truma. Again.
Is Truma Tavel at the root of the coin?
Yeah, exactly.
Or is it?
So he's basically Mitzamsem the Iser. Tavel's also to everybody, and now Mitzamsem the Iser is the Afrasha, and now it transforms into Truma, and it's essentially just the Iser of Tavel that exists before, continues to exist in the Truma. Which is again a Makodesh idea. He thinks it's a Makodesh Rashi Tosfos. Let me just read it inside again. Odilma, the first line. Odilma inyano she iser tevel shavo mukoma ome she truma yitira iser tevel shavo achle kohen avalo lazar beteda she unshem shavu. The iser of eating tevel or truma is this equal iser she onish tevel hu b'mitzvah v'yishamayim. Okay, it's not such a raya. There are lots of things that are mitzvah v'yishamayim, but he wants to say maybe this proves the same iser. V'chein truma unshem mitzvah v'yishamayim alkei nira ktsas mizeh she iser truma lazar hu mitam tevel. He admits it's not such a raya. Nira ktsas mizeh. Matzas came furish matzas yivamos. Right? The maskil lo aha. The asya hasam igmara. The truma asur lazar b'hana shal kiloi. Kasvu hem tosus writes. Shehu bishum the iser tevel b'hana shal kiloi. Alfina v'yaksheni the shavis mikroi. Vichi heichi the alfina iser tevel b'hana shal kiloi. Hachanami alfina iser zubet truma. Yishar harama lo hutra el kohani v'alo. You certainly is all simen. Like I said, I have a simen in my sefer dealing with this chakira as well. So this is an interesting question. What is the nature of the iser tevel and its relationship to the iser truma? If you look at the Kovetz Biurim of Rochanan, he wants to be told the machlokes between Tosus and the Ramban. He calls it the Ran and the Ramban. On the nature of what Hafrashas Truma is, what are you actually doing when you create Truma? L'chora ha'nira b'tam b'tamam the Ramban smirli the Truma havi k'mo b'shar yisurin v'lo k'kinyon in v'hektish. When you're mafrish Truma, you're just like being mafrish. It's like shchita. It's like shar yisurin. You're not being mafrish something. V'alkein sagi v'nichus agreda. Sufficient that you know he wants it. V'aran smirli the Truma havi k'mo hektish v'kinyon. You can't be mafrish something without explicit permission from the mafrish. Shlichus. Right. So the Rav Chaman suggests the machlokes between Tosfos and the Ramban, put the first nafka mina on the ofi iser tavel v'chalos hafrashas truma. What am I trying to do? What am I trying to accomplish when I'm being mafish truma? Again, the question was, do you need shlichus for hafrashas truma? What am I trying to do? Am I just doing isurim? And therefore, if I just need isurim, nichusu would be sufficient. Or am I trying to create a chalos hektish? I'm creating the truma. I mean, machtish it, if you will. And then, I might need shlichus. So he suggests that shlichus says it's like hektish. Okay, hektish. And according to Ravan, it would be ki isurim. And this is what Rabbanan says. The backdrop is the Asim Dereisa that I brought, that it might be totally on that, how you look at it. Meaning, if I say that Iser of Truma is just Tevel that somehow is channeled towards Truma, then what? Then you need Shlichus, you don't need Shlichus.
You don't need
Shlichus because it exists already. But if I'm creating something, Tevel's gone, now there's a new Chalos called Truma, which is more intuitive, then what? Then you need, so that's, again, the two Nafkaminas are essentially, one is more in Havana, in terms of how I understand Iser of Truma, of Tevel rather, in his relation to Truma. And the second is just, in terms of our issue here, the how you intend the Chalos of Rosh is Truma, what are you actually accomplishing when your Mafia is Truma? Questions, comments?
Just curious.
Yeah.
In regards to Yisur, it's Mokhrach, if it's an Iser, you even need a Chusa, why do you even need a Chusa?
I mean, if I shecht your animal without permission, it's certainly chal. Nobody's going to say you don't want it. Right, but I think that it's a little bit different because shechita is like more of a maisa in terms of it's not a chalos that you can't do shechita al tanai, right? Shechita just happens.
Hafrasha,
you can do it. You can do these. There are ways to. It's more of a chalos, right? So I think no. Only the Bailim can be Makdish, right? If you give him permission, you give somebody permission.
And the
Makdish, and if he gives you permission, Pardon? Do you need a form of shlichus? I don't know. I mean, I assume yes, but I'm not sure. Is that true? Is it necessarily true? I said, yeah, be back there for me. I don't know. He's assuming, the Rav Chanan is assuming he can't show to work.
Yeah, for sure.
But even then, I can tell you, sell something for me. I need, you have to be a former shliach. I can't be yichusa. I don't know. Meaning, do you need like a formal minuah? Like, I can tell you, go buy something for me.
If it's not, you have zachin.
Are you saying it's because it's tamzachin, so it's like shlichus?
Yeah.
So you always have zachin, but kinyanim, you're saying, basically. But they hektish. I know, it's an interesting question. So I ask you to be machmish my part. And I'm, you know, tired, I'm sleeping. So I didn't actually make you a shaliach. Would that be... And he's assuming that you wouldn't shiv. But it makes sense. I know the machmish is low, and the shaliach wouldn't be enough. Right? Fine.
Don't
you
love
Rabbi's
backdrop?
Yeah. Yeah. Now, there is another nafkamina, the question for the need of violence. Do you actually have to own... The tefua team offers, let's say it's hefker. Now it's a little bit of a tricky question because hefker is potter for truas and maizos, but we know that it depends when you are mafker. So Yushami has an interesting question. So is number 10. Atem probably torim sheina shalom, right? Can't be torim sheina shalom. So Yushami asks the question: Ma at avid le ketorim es sheina shalom or ketorim es shel chaveru? Interesting question. What's the question? Is it a problem when it's sheina shalom, or is it only a problem when it's shel chaveru? What would the difference between that's something that's not shachavero but not shalo either? Hefker, mishmae min hada hivkir. Right, the Yerushalmi sometimes the bays and the pays are different. Hivkir, right? Hivkir kario. First is mafkir their kri, umircho, and then you bring it to the chi of meisers. V'chazav rezakov. So you were mafkiret, you were mafrish after you were mafkir. And then you were koned again, and you did miruach, and now it's chayiv and trumas ma'aser. You were mafrish, bishah. Again, the halacha is you could be mafrish earlier in the stage, right? Even if you were mafrish before the actual chiyuv, it's chal, right? Obviously, that's kept the mechomer. But the question that you're telling me is like this: you were mafrish when it wasn't yours, when it was hefker, but it wasn't somebody else's. So it was the problem of Atem prat latorim she'ena shalo, a problem that belongs to somebody else, or is it a problem that's not yours? In this case, it wasn't yours, but it also wasn't somebody else's. That's what Yushami Safek. In tavte ketorim she'ena shalo, ain't trumas truma. If I say it's not yours in this case, it was hefker. In tavte ketorim she'chavero, trumas truma. If the problem is only when it's shalchavero, here wasn't shalchavero, here was hefker. And therefore, it should be truma. So it's interesting, a suffix in Yerushalmi, number two, Hatzorech Levailos Vishas Hafrasha. It wasn't yours, but it wasn't somebody else's either. It was Hefker. So what's the din in this case?
And then it became yours with your mouth. Right?
Then it became, then you were Zoche in it. So the question is, was Hafrasha Cha? Right. So the question is, was it chal? So we have a din. A tam, probably talking about Ein Shalom. So Ein Shalom mean it has to be yours? Ein Shalom mean it can't be somebody else's. It doesn't have to be yours. It could be hefker. Nafrash and sal chal when it's hefker. So what do you tie now? How might this be connected to this chakira? If I'm like Tosos, there's then a shlichus.
Right, so
it makes more sense to say it's not mukhuk, but it makes more sense to say that what?
If it's somebody else's, it doesn't work.
It certainly doesn't work for somebody else's. The question is if it's not yours, it wouldn't work. That's the question of Rishalom.
Right.
If it's not yours, it was hefker. So we think it tells us things that would work or wouldn't work. Or is it not connected? What do you tell me?
So it wouldn't work.
I would think it wouldn't work. Namely, that shlichus means you have to connect it. Either the bailim or the shlich on the bailim. If you don't have a connection to the bailos, there's no afrasha. So therefore, in this case, we'll go like the tzad in Yerushalmi that says, no, it's not just a problem because it's not, it's a problem if it's not yours. It's a problem if it's not yours. Whereas according to the Ramban, the issue is just nicha. So you might say if it's nicha, it's hefker, it's also considered nicha or the equivalent thereof, and therefore it would work. Nothing, you don't like it? No? Could be? Okay. Say it.
Here.
You hear?
Sense, yeah.
You like it? Okay.
It
you like it?
Yeah.
Nobody doesn't like it. So okay. I'm not sure how much I like it. I'm not so convinced with it.
Shlichus means you need to have a connection.
Yeah, that side makes more sense. The other side, I'm a little less convinced of, meaning the fact that Tosfos says Nichalei is enough, but it could be there's a technical requirement that you own it. Meaning, it could be it needs bilus.
Right.
So I'm not 100% sure according to that, but according to Tosfos, I think it makes more sense.
You could also say that even if you acquire Shlichus, maybe that's only somebody else owns it, and I need whatever.
Third Nafkamina. The Ran and Dorim deals with the case of Kolatorin Inom Afsir. Right? What was the case in the Gemara and the Dorim? The case in the Gemara Darim was what? Tosus called it. Kola rotze litrom yavav yitrom. Kola rotze litrom yavav yitrom. What about a case of a kola toreim eno mafsid? We have these like in Shabbos, like there's a fire, kola mechave eno mafsid. So that's a question, So Tosus writes, writes in Darim, I think it's around the Shitaso. Well, I Omar Kalatorim Inom Afsid Efshar Dafilu Gabi Truma Lomahani. Says the Ran, that which the Gemara says, Kalarotza Litro, works, that's because he said Kalarotza Litro. But if you said Kalatorim Inom Afsid Efshar Dafilu Gabi Truma Lomahani, the Lav Lishna Ma'al Yehu, Kshiyav Vitro, Vahakanai Muchach, Da Omar Kalazon Inom Afsid, Vahalach Acher Vizon Inochai Vlishalim. Right, a person's left town, his wife was left high and dry. So the husband says, call his own in a mafsid, so it doesn't mean he's going to actually pay. It doesn't necessarily mean that he's obligating himself. The lo shavi shaliach klal. The lo shavi shaliach klal. Says Iran, if you say, call hatorim in a mafsid, it can't be torim. The lo shavi shaliach klal. The Iran, of course, is the shita, so that what? You require shlichus, like the first day of Tosfos. And therefore, the lashon of kol hatorim in a mafsid isn't sufficient. According to the Ramban, the Oyin is Nichalei. The Chora what?
It's
Nichalei. Kol Hatorein Eino Mafsid. Again, the Lashon of the Gemara is Kol Harosalitro Yom Yitro. It's a little more direct. Harosalitro Yom Yitro. It's supposed to Kol Hatorein Eino Mafsid. But that's the question. Is it different? So, the Ran says, "Eino ma'wel." This lashon doesn't work. The law, shav yeshaliyah, because the Ran holds the shitasi nishlichus. Whereas according to the Ramban, itachen shemoel. I think it makes a lot of sense. It should work more than itachen. Istaver shemoel, because you have nichole, right? Okay, that's it. The last afkamina is the afkamina I thought about. I thought it was a good afkamina. And then I realized that the Ramban says pum faker, so I want to raise it as a tzarachim. But I think it's an interesting discussion. There's a Gemara in Pesachim, Navzayim, deals with the nusach of birchas mitzvah. You say le or al, lahadlik ner shel chanukah or al hadlakas ner chanukah b'chulei. It's a big sugya off there to be shown in, kind of complicated. But there is a discussion about the bracha on afrashas trumas of Isis. So if you look at the Lashon here of the Ramban, the Ran there says almost the same thing, and I was very excited. Then I saw the Ramban and I had a kasha. So I'll read you the Lashon of the Ramban. I just kind of pasted it. I didn't have any room on the sheet, so all I have is the Ramban. But the Ran says basically the same thing. There's a tsefta. You want to go mafrish truma samaisers. And the Gemara there says that if you do something with the shliach, you should say al. So the question is why do you say lahafrish and why do you say alafrasha? So Yerushalmi abuse those v'yeshli l'taken the hasam kivin the ina nasis adi achirim midaitan el yeshliach shaso b'aylim shatorim she'ino shelo ein truma sa truma dashina atem gam atem labish shluchachem atem daitchem av shluchachem l'daitchem hikach odam yu lebiur u'lemila. Right, you don't say al biur chame, it's al amila, because then you can do a shliach. So the Ramban says something that I think is so sir what he says by us. The Ramban says the reason the nusach of the bracha on afrasha is lehafrish is because you can do it through shaliach. No, says the Ramban, that's like a right. Kaven the inanasis of the achirim midaitan ela adi shliach shasau baili. There's something you can do on the shliach that you don't need real shlichus for. Somebody else will do it for you. You don't need shlichus. But when you in the mohel does the mila, he's just doing it for you. That's the assumption here. He's just doing it for you. So when somebody else is cleaning, doing your chametz, doing your b'dikas chametz, he's just doing it for you. He's not your shliach. That's the assumption, meaning formal shlichus. But here, it's mamash yada, is yada richta, right? Here's yada richta. And therefore, matem, gamatem, l'rabba shluchachem, and hilchol dami l'biru rubilo, v'kiyotze behen, v'varech mu'av. So why is this a difficulty? Why is this himself? Here he's saying that what? That you need shlichus. So what I wanted to say yesterday was the Ram says basically the same thing, and I want to say, oh, the Ram is shitaso, and the Ramban would have a different answer. And then I looked, the Ramban taka says this, so it's a little bit of a tzarchian. I mean, I think it's a lot of a tzarchian. I'm not sure. I don't know so much about kisayah. You know, the Ramban in Pesachim, Ramban wrote a lot of siftas. There's some siftas we don't have Ramban. The Ramban didn't write about Kama. He didn't write about Kama. Of course, he wrote about Kama. We don't have it. Meaning, it seems like it's once from little it's pashut that he wrote about Kama. Like it's like so in Pesachim, it's like very spotty. Like it's like long Ramban and Daftale. Like it's not so, you know, the retzef isn't clear. So I don't know that much about kisayah. Is it possible that this isn't really from the Ramban? It's just in the Ramban. I don't really know. It's just like speculation. I'm sure people studying these things will be able to say. But like this Ramban doesn't seem very Ramban-esque. So it could be it's a chazara. Could be that, you know, he said, wrote this, and then he was chosen and given. It could be it's B'chalot Ramban. That would be, because again, like I said, Ramban in Pesachim is very, we don't have a full Ksaviyat. It could be it's all he wrote, but it's very likely that he wrote more and we don't have all of it. And is it possible that maybe something was put in that was from a different, you know, a Talmud or a different Rishon? It's possible. This is just all speculation. I didn't have time to research this. Either way, at the very least, to B'tzarchi and Gadol, on the Ramban, it seems to be a stira. Here he seems to indicate that you need Shlichos, and that's why it's on Kasha, it's also interesting, you know, of course, for Mila that he seems to assume that you don't need, you know, the shach holds, your shlichus doesn't work, right? The shach tzos. Usually we assume, you know, the shlichus doesn't work, right? What is the mole? You've said a bris, right? What did the mole tell you? Make me a shliach, something like that. You know, it depends on which mole. Some mole are very.
Shach says it doesn't work.
Shach says, we had the previous bris of the Kaldal. Right? What? The Shach would approve him, but he's a medical student. He's a very doctor, right? So he did the Mila himself, right?
Yeah.
Jason.
Yeah. The
The child is Nimal, but you're Mavatl, your mitzvah is Av. The mitzvah on the father is the mitzvah. It's like putting on tefillin. You can't give it over to somebody else. The Ramban here seems to assume that there's no need for shlichus by Mila. It's just you have to make sure that the child is Gamal, so he's Gamal. So, well, you know. Okay. Vizader. So I'll just write this on the board. And Afkamina number 4 is only not an Afkamina, but the Nusach Habracha, that if you need Shlichos, then it makes sense to say Le. The Nusach of the Tosefta is Le. You can argue, some people say, if you accept the Nusach of the Tosefta, it's Le, so then, because the Shlich is Kamoso, right? It's Kamo Abayli. Such is also on discussion of how much kamoso is. If you don't need shlichos, then maybe you'd have a different girsa, maybe you'd say al, or we'd have a different explanation why the would be the appropriate.
Right. I think this is where I remember just go back. The Ramban himself says that you should say al. He just says at the end that Linyan hafrashas trumas nice shikasati. He says Mansasi Afrikak Tusefta. So there's kind of, that's not really what he thinks. He just thinks there's a Tusefta in Yerushalmi that does say
Lehafrish,
so he wants to explain
Yishalosaki. See, the Ramban is saying they're going to Tosfos, you're saying. According to
the Tosfos, the Tosefta Yerushalmi is of this opinion. The Ramban himself doesn't think it's true.
Okay.
He begins by saying Kol mitzvah shavdim yotzev alechachila de'acher is a.
Right.
And then he says an example of that, he says that Shermans and Meisters should all be a. He doesn't say whether you need that for shlichus or not.
Okay, so you want to revive the Nachumim. You're saying that maybe the Ran has a Purish, you need Shlichos, and then Zichasa. And the Ramban, he might argue, and he says that the Yerushalmi and stuff, say like that, that's the point of the Shita Tosa. Thank you. Okay, Shakar. The Seder. I just want to conclude with the possibility of Tzvei Dinim, or two different tracks. in Hafrashas Truma Samaishas. So the first application of this would be according to the day of Tosfos, so you need shlichos, right? You need shlichos. Do you always need shlichos? So if you look at the Rashba and the Darim, and that's in the Vavam of Beis, right? Hadi Bailuhu Atorim Mishalo Shalchaveira, right? The classic Afrasha is that you're mafrish mineu bay from the Kri. You have a pile, and either it belongs to you or you became a shaliach, and you're mafrish one orange from the pile of oranges. A different route in Afrasha is that you're mafrish from my produce on your produce. You have Tevel, and I have Tevel. I make my produce Truma to be mafrish, to misakin your produce, right? This Mishalo al Shachavir. So the Rashba there in Nedarim says, Yishlomer, the Torah Mishalo al Shachaviru, Shani. You don't need Shlichos when you're mafrish from your produce on his produce. Meaning, if I want to mafrish from his orange on his Kree, then I need Shlichos. But if I take my orange and mafrish my orange, make it true on his Kree, then I wouldn't need Shlichos. Why? So the Rashba says before ish that you don't need shlichos when you're in mafris shalcha al shalchavercha. Right, because here it's just a question: is it nichale? Does he want to do this himself, or is he happy that you do? When I'm mafrish, right? It's through zachim. Meaning, this is the famous Rashba, because you don't say zachim me'ad. If I would go to your kri and take your orange from your kri, that would be zachim me'adam, taking away your orange, so you cannot be able to eat the rest of the oranges. We don't say zachim me'adam, right? That's the lashon of the Achron, zachim me'adam. We just say zachim le'adam. But if it's my orange and your pile of oranges, and I'm making my orange truma to misakin yer, that's zachin le'adam. So if it's nikolay, then it wouldn't work. So just to limit the sheet of Tosfos in shlichos, not so fast. You wouldn't be shlichos on mishalo al she'al chaver. If you look at the Rebbe Chanan, he spells this out. Fine gabi truma yishtei inyanim. Chalos kedushas ha-truma. And heter shirayim. Yes?
Just a big question. What's the
Shaila? I'm pointing out that even if you are in the Tosfos camp that you assume you need shlichos,
right,
it would only be to be mafish mishalo al shalo. But if you do mishalcha al shalcha vercha, you wouldn't need shlichos.
Yeah.
And trying to explain why that is so.
Yeah.
So the Rabbi Chanan explains why that is so. He did petruma yishnei inyanim. Chalos kedushas truma. Heter shirai. Chalos truma is an asa like the adam al kain. Sorry, it was a kof vayim. The need for shlichus is for the al, for chalos kedushas truma. For heter shirayim, you don't need shlichus because zachin is sufficient. Okay. Yeah, I mean, it's still Kiddush. It's not clear if Tosfos would necessarily agree to this. The Rashba says it. Would Tosfos necessarily agree with this?
There's no Kiddushas Truma?
What do you mean?
When you're torn, Mishalo,
no, there's Kiddushas Truma, but you're creating orange. You're creating your orange with the Truma. I can't make my friend's orange into Truma without Shlichus. But I can make my orange into Truma without Shlichus, and then my friend's Kree is Mutsukan Alidezer. So the question is, would Tosfos necessarily agree to this? It's not clear. It could be yes. It could be no. Tosfos might be atem gam atem, all of truma, even the heter shirayim requires shlichos. It could be. The Rebbe Chanan is trying to explain the Rashba. It makes good sense that Tosfos would agree with this because it's zachin. But if you push it out of sof, you know, atem gam atem, that's the mukar of shlichos. You might say all of truma, even the heter shirayim require shlichos or phylos, and if you don't shlichos, you don't phylos, and never wouldn't work. So it's unclear if the Tosfos would agree to the Rashba or not, but this is one way of limiting the Tosfos potentially. Okay?
We're calling it zachin for him to get out of the mitzvah of how fresh is truma.
It's zachin that he can now eat the produce.
What?
It's zachin that he can now eat the produce.
The fear is that he doesn't have to give up his produce.
Doesn't have to give up the produce, and he can eat the produce.
The question is whether it's still
but you're also taking away his mitzvah when you're b'mafresh shalosh.
Exactly.
The Gemara is a safek. Yibarluha. Torah b'shalosh chavir. That's the Gemara safek. So he said that's the safek of the Gemara. But what about shlichus? I need shlichus. What's the safek? You only need shlichus as a machanan for the chalos truma, and that's your orange. The hetesh you don't need shlichus for. That's what the Rashi suggests. Like he's pointed out. I don't know if Tosus necessarily agree with this, but I think it makes sense that they might. And on the other side of the equation, the Ramban sheet is that you don't need shlichus, right? So again, what we're trying to do here is lekarev Tosfos to the Ramban. This is, let's say, the Rashba, the Bachanan. Namely, it's true, you need shlichus, so maybe when it's shel chaveiro, you wouldn't need. Right? For the Shirayim, heter Shirayim doesn't need heter Shirayim. Heter Shirayim doesn't need shlichus, only lo tzarich. Only the chalos truma needs violence or shlichus. Okay? On the opposite extreme, we have the Ramban, you don't need shlichus, right? You never need shlichus? Is there a chalos shlichus? Getting back to the question I raised earlier. What would the Ramban do with the fact that the mokor for shlichus, the second pair of Kedushin, is a tam gam a tam, right? One of them requires shlichus. So Zaki said, well, you don't need it, but maybe it can still serve as a mokor. So how does that work out? How does that work out? So here, the Rambam might hold of this. If you look at the Rambam, begins the Perkdal of Trumos. Oz on them Shaliach la'afrish la'trumos u'maisrus. Shalichus works. He quotes the Drasha, Ken tarim mukam atem, l'rabbi shaluchachem. Fine. Then the Rambam says in the Lachabes, Chamish al-Yitrum, second line, Yimtarmu in Trumas and Truma, Cheri, Shota, Kotem, Aku. Fine. And the end of the third line, V'atorim es she'eno shaloh, shaloh b'rishus b'aylin. This doesn't work. This is the fifth example. Hatorim es she'eino shalom shalom b'rishus b'aylin. I go to your pile of oranges. I take one orange. It says the truma. I didn't have rishus. What does the Rambam sound like? Do you need shlichus or need rishus? What's the Rambam say? So do you need shlichus or not? Pashas not. So the Rambam starts off saying that you have shlichus, and then he says if you don't have rishus, it doesn't work. It doesn't sound like you need shlichus. And the Rambam continues Halacha Gimel, next line, Hatorim shalom b'rishus, Hashiyar d'chus techaveiro, V'lika d'peira shalom b'rishus, K'dei sh'ikhem v'tarim, Yibob ha'alavayis, Amar kalachis l'yafas, Im ha'yafas v'vena, Shatarim shalom b'rishus, Shumas v'trumas, he quotes this Gemara, the Ramban thinks this is the Halacha, and the Rambam seems to agree that you don't need shlichus by a fresh rabbi. There is a chalo shlichus, but you don't need shlichus. All you need is nikale v'shas b'ayis. Interesting. Right. Now, there is an interesting round of few halachas later. Halacha Tess, source number 16. Now, over the shutfa on the ben beisa la avdol shikos litrom. He tells somebody, make somebody a shliach. V'halchu litrom uvitel shlichuso kolim shiitrumu revata shlichus. What's the difference between revata shlichus and kolim tarakula? V'chol gazir yochan mishlakish. We hold like a yochan asi dibor. Uvatalimur says the Rambam, imoshine ashliach trumaso truma. If he told you to take X and you took X, even though he was mevatel you, what's the din? The shlichus goes through. Imoshine, which Amar leturman sofim sarim the daughter. If you did a shinoi, then he's mevatel shlichus. Then it doesn't. Oh, it will beat the shlichus. We call them in truma. Says the Rambam, Amar Avraham, Amar Razem, Achaber shapasach rish lakish. Lo hay midu yushali is a mishnah v'shinoi v'shlichus. That's rish lakish. We don't hold like Rish Lakish. We hold that Asi Dibor, Vatal Dibor. So why in the world would the Rambam paskin that if Vatal Shlichus is not Mevotel? So this is a very strong kash on the Rambam. So, according to a friend for the Rambam, and two Mepharshim here brought on page 17 and 18. The Torah is wrong, start with 18. It's a long piece, but I didn't have so much room, so just, the key line, I only quote part of it. The Torah says, when you're a man of Shliach for Kiddushin, or for Gittin, you're always linked back to the Mishaleach, right? Who's getting married? The Mishaleach. The Shaleach is bringing the get to the woman. He's bringing the Kesef Kiddushin to the woman, right? So you're always, by definition, linked back. And therefore, the Mishaleach can mevatel. Asi dibor, mevatel dibor. But by Hafreshus Truma, is there any real link to the Bialim? There's no need to. Says the Rashi. Mesh enki mitruma shakol talim ma'is afrasha l'shem truma. Kshemina shliach la'afrish nasa shliach legamrei v'makom avaylin legamrei v'makom avaylin l'inyan zeh. You can shara mina v'zeh to l'asi divor v'akom divor. Again, it's a longer piece, but the lashon that the key line. I think this is the key line. Kshemina shliach la'afrish nasa shliach legamrei v'makom avaylin. Right. Discussed in the past. Shliach l'shalom kamoso. How kamoso is he? So this is like super shlichos. This is you're more kamoso than who? You're more kamosa than the Bailin. And therefore, lo asidim v'makaldim. So that's what the Torah Zerayim wants to say. The reason the shaliach by truma can't be fire is because you don't really need shlichos by hafreshes truma. Meaning, and therefore when you have it, this fits well with the Rambam. The Rambam says you have a kalosh shlichos, but you don't need shlichos. All you need is nikale. So you don't need it, but when you have it, he's a super Bailim. He's stronger than the Bailim, and therefore the Bailim can't fire him. Now this, I think, dovetails well with what the Maraponim writes. He tries to connect it to Arma Chokes, between the Rabban and Tosfos. So, Avagav, the Rav Yossi, Yerechan, and Svirle, Alma, Asi, Dimatel, Dibor, so number 17. Mode of a Truma, the Enoch, Levatel, Shlechos, Elim, Kim, Shina, Shliach. The time of the shiny Truma, became the Afidu, Gilo, Deite, Alma, Sagile. Says to the Maraponim, by Truma, do you need Shlechos? What?
You don't need.
You don't need. The Gila Daita Alma Sagile. The Havi Kitari Mishus, Kadamina and El, Gabi Kala Kesliyachos. Helga came and saw Shaliach. He didn't need it. And you made him a Shaliach? You made him a Shaliach with Feirush? The Asi Dibur, today, Vazal Dibura, Kama. El Shashina. Only when the guy changed the Dafka, we called it Shadayim Ma'azza Maiz. Marakhari says that Dafka, ironically, for the Ramban, who says you don't need Shalichos, if you made a shaliach, you can't be vatalin. Because you don't need it. You don't need it. Again, it's a chiddush. It's a very big chiddush.
That's the chiddush of Gamatan. That's the whole.
That's the chiddush. Why, again, we asked the question before, if you quote the Ramban, you don't need shlichos, why is the makor for shlichos by Tshuva? So that's the Maraponim. You don't need it. But the concept of this chiddush and this parish, you couldn't make, you don't need it, you couldn't make a shaliach. And if you make a shaliach, he's so strong that the Bailin can't mevatel him. It's a big chiddush, no question about it. But what's interesting in terms of the presentation, you don't need shlichos, but you could have a, right? Yesh chamosh shlichos. And the chamosh shlichos is so strong that the Bailin can't fire him. Which is a big chiddush, no matter how you slice it. I think it dovetails well with what the Torah Zerayim says. The Torah Zerayim isn't connecting it to the Ramban. The Maraponim is connecting it to the Ramban. The Torah Zerayim just says you don't really need shlichos, and if you have it, it's stronger than the Bible, which is also a chiddush. But Maraponim says, and that fits well with the Ramban, who says that. Okay,
that makes sense, no? Because if you don't need it, then it's not really a shliach unless you say it's some sort of shliach.
No, but to say that it's stronger than regular shlichos is still a big chiddush. Meaning to say that you don't need it, you have it, try it. But it's
no,
stronger
what
than. What's the mokar? This is the mokar. It's stronger than regular shlichos. It's a very big chiddush.
It's not like, I thought it was like
mokach in
the
cheshvin.
Why is mokach in the cheshvin? Tell me. If you don't need it at all, then it's nothing. It's not shliach.
Okay.
No. So then if you don't need it, then it's nothing. So then it has to be something that's
more.
Nothing. So then what is it? Meaning a shliach means I'm the only one who can do it. Now you can do it also. You also could do that. You can be melanin.
So in terms of the cheshvin, it's mukhach, it has to be stronger in some way. And then whether it has to be stronger in this way, that you can't bevatel him, lo asi di bevatel dibor, you know, it's still a question. But you say it has to be stronger in some way, you're saying.
That's something like that.
Why?
Does it have to be true?
What do you mean?
You can have it,
and
just so like it doesn't have to be true.
Right.
Okay, let's say Arkan.